This is Ozarks at Large. Last week on our program, we shared much of a conversation with Gary Vernon, who supports cycling and trail development for Runway Group, as well as Stuart and Tom Walton's personal foundation. During that conversation last week, we discussed the history of mountain biking in the natural state and the recent explosion of new trails all across Arkansas. But we didn't have an opportunity to share all of our conversation then, so we're going to finish up today. And we start today with Gary's response when I asked him to name two trails he thinks we should all know about. Not necessarily the best trails in the region or even his favorite trails, but two trails that might have escaped the attention of the rest of us.
Sure, that's the hardest part of living in Arkansas is deciding what trail to ride next. I live in Bella Vista. There's 100 miles around my house, so I can jump on those anytime. But if I was going to jump in the car and go somewhere this weekend, it'd be Devil's Den. Devil's Den is our newest mountain bike trail in the Monument Trail brand, and there's 18 miles now, a purpose-built mountain bike trail. And for fans of Devil's Den who've been there for many years, know that there's just beautiful bluffs, and it's in a nice little channel there, almost like a canyon.
And it's different in autumn than it is from spring, from winter and summer. It's like almost four different trails with the scenery.
Absolutely. You've got Lee Creek that will, in the spring when the rains are there, it's quite deep, and you'll have to cross it on your bike to traverse all these trails now, but it's dry right now. But the rock work that was done by two trail companies, Rock Solid and Rogue. Rogue is one of our local trail companies. And Progressive Trail Designs, they both Rogue and Progressive helped design, and they've been building out there for years. Progressive and Rogue are two real examples of how the local volunteer groups have merged into professional trail building companies. It's pretty awesome. But Devil's Den, I would go there, and just it's really a great way to explore parts of the park that you may not have ever seen, and the rock work is art itself. There's been some trail sections. You'll go under a waterfall. You'll go through what feels like a cave, an opening in the rock bluff, and then you'll follow some of the old classic Fossil Flats trail that's been preserved and then added to it. Lots of fun. Again, enough trail to have skill levels for everybody. And then the other trail is a new one for Bentonville. Bentonville's had Slaughter Pen. Slaughter Pen's a classic trail that you can park your car on the Bentonville Square and you can hit the All-American on your bike and be gone all day without ever getting in a car. You could even ride over to Bella Vista. You could ride 140 miles, And now if you think about it, the tool of choice to build trail and modern trail building is an excavator. It's a mini excavator. A trail builder such as Brandon Arce. Brandon Arce works for our local nonprofit Trailblazers. He's traveled the world and built trail for many companies, but he is so good with a mini excavator. He could probably make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with his excavator and trim the crust for you. But with that excavator, you do have to clear kind of a wider path to make your corridor. So we have really focused on using hand tools on a new trail system called Hand Cut Hollow. It's on the northeast side of Bentonville. It's actually on the north side of I-49. And there's a loop that you can ride that's mainly built with hand tools. A company called Single Track Trails out of Colorado came, and their crew used hand tools to build this trail. And that way it left the character of the terrain. A lot of the rocks are still there, the roots of the trees, the narrowness of some of the trees are there, and even outcroppings of rock that maybe an excavator couldn't make its way through, they got to leave it there, so you've got a different experience. And that's what we try to do. We try to look at it high level and what are we missing? What kind of trails are we missing? What can we add to this destination to give an experience for everybody that wants to come here? And I know next on the list is more elevation, steeper trails for those pros, but we're also focused on the other end, more beginner experiences.
And kids. Kids can get involved.
Absolutely. Kids, there's several programs out there, Buddy Pegs, the kindergarten and first grade programs called All Kids Bike that are rolling out in schools. and we were looking for sponsors to help do some matching grants at as well. If anybody wants to help match, $5,000 will put a grade school in that program, and that'll give up to 25 Strider bikes and the curriculum for a PE class to do that for many years, and that'll impact thousands of kids over time. So we're looking for help with that, and just volunteers to help with the NICA program and giving back to the community.
Where can people find out more?
Well, you can go to the Austrails website. You can go to the Arkansas NICA website, and you can go to the Bike NWA website, and all those will lead you to the right place.
All right, I've got three quick, possibly silly questions for you that you're not prepared for. One, before we started recording, you told me that as a teenager, you were on BMX bikes. A lot of us, when we're young and we find something we love, we think, oh, I'm going to do this for a living. Did you as a teenager think, I'm going to do something professionally with bicycles?
Well, I was going to be a stuntman in the movies and do that kind of stuff. But no, this is not a job that I even considered.
I think you made the better choice. No. Number two, which do you like better, going uphill or downhill?
Oh, I like going downhill. It's a lot more fun for me. Now, some people do like to suffer, and I'll suffer when I need to, but I do like going downhill.
I'm scared to go downhill. I wear out brakes going downhill.
Yep. Well, just don't put the brakes on, and you'll have more fun.
No, I don't think so. Finally, I have heard some people refer to you as the Wizard of Oz Trails.
I think I've heard that, but no, I'm just one of the cogs in the wheel that I'm very fortunate to be part of this whole ecosystem.
Gary, thanks so much for your time.
You bet, Kyle. Good to meet you.
Gary Vernon supports cycling and trail development for Runway Group, as well as Stuart and Tom Walton's personal foundation. We talked from a distance that's far more than 6 feet apart earlier this month in downtown Bentonville.